These mountains gave nothing back. You might offer your secrets to them, and they would be kept safe in the folded rock and jagged crevices. You might tally your fears against them, and they would be swallowed by the immensity of stone. You might throw yourself at them, and never return. We were too few, the five of us, against these mountains, against the Praetoria, who might be holding my cousin, Noemi, in a cave buried somewhere in that imposing stretch of rock. A handful of dust against the weight of the mountains. Night fell swiftly as we set up camp, a sweep of ink blotting out the Austrian Alps, rising all around us. The walls of a military fortress, clamped on high rocks behind me, disappeared as though someone had dropped a curtain over them. But I could feel the mountains even so, craggy stone sentinels piercing the sky overhead, monoliths that would crush me as soon as shelter me. Though the September evening was mild, I shivered in the too large second-hand dolman I wore over a boy's shirt and trousers. I wished that Gabor were here, to share his warmth, or that Matyash would let us start a fire. But my cousin was being uncharacteristically cautious. I squinted into the night. The mountains facing us were no longer visible, except as a wash of black at the base of a star-strewn sky. Somewhere in that darkness, Noemi waited. Assuming, of course, that the information we had pieced together in Vienna was correct. 2 months earlier, Noemi had disappeared from Vienna while I was crusading unsuccessfully on behalf of the Praetoria, the creatures I'd released from the binding spell. Before I could do anything to recover her trail, my own life had imploded, and I'd been hunted from Vienna, running until I'd stumbled across Matyash and Gabor on the Pusta. Together, along with some outlaws Matyash had befriended, we searched for Noemi in Budapest and at Esterhaza before returning undercover to Vienna to comb the city for clues. The few crumbs of information we found there had led us to an unlikely road into these mountains, pressed like teeth against the sky. Had we made a web of nothing, built a trail out of strands that, when pinched together, would vanish? A flare tugged my attention back to our small camp. Zhivka held a tiny flame in her hand, and it danced, a sensuous weave of light and heat. Matyash batted irritably at her.
Put that out. Someone might see it.
She swung her hand out of reach.
Oh, don't be such a wet wood. And who should see us here?
Any number of people, I thought. Austrian soldiers come to haul me back to Vienna to suffer a death sentence for the magic that had killed Matyash and broken the binding. Or those same soldiers to collect the bounty on Matyash's head, as he and Bahadir had spent the summer as bandits on the Hungarian plains, because apparently dying once had not put sufficient fear of death into him. Or to arrest the Praetorian women, Zhivka and the Liederts, for flouting the imperial Habsburg ruling that all Praetoria be sequestered. We had been cautious while gathering information in Vienna, but the Liederts stood guard some 100 or so feet from camp even now, in case our caution had not been enough.
You said yourself that Praetoria sheltered in the caves, Bahadir said, his dark eyes fixed on the flame in her hand.
His voice was soft, but a tightness about his eyes revealed some of his tension.
If they find us here, they will kill us before we can betray their location.
It was not the nameless Praetoria in the caves I feared. It was the Praetorian Vasilisa and her wolves. My shoulder still ached where one of her great beasts had gnawed it. She had chased me down and damn near caught me, just before Matyash found me. Well, it was not only the nameless Praetoria I feared.
And if they should see me, they will see only a Samodiva on her way to join her sisters.
The flame maiden in Zhivka's hands somersaulted, her body forming a neat ring.
You think everything is a trap. I cannot tell if this is caution,
Her voice turned sly. Or fear. Bahadur shot to his feet. I believe it's my turn to keep watch.